justified by fate. And faith alone, that's the only way that I and I save. So you can keep your legalism, cause it flies in the face of the gospel I believe in. That's the gospel of grace. That's the gospel of the apostles preaching the book of Acts. You want to learn how your church should look, then look at that. First you preach the word, then the Holy Spirit reacts, backs it up with miraculous signs, wonders and facts. My own pastor emptied the cancer ward in Africa just by going from bed to bed and laying hands on them. Another man was brought to him on the back of a motorcycle who were paralyzed and walked away after. He stood and walked for the first time in 11 years. He's opened up blind eyes and same with the deaf ears. He's not proud of himself or how he appears, but boasts in the cross and how one Lord he fears. I seen a Christian induce an instant birth. The kid dropped straight out live and kicking. I always knew Christ was a physician, but a midwife, that's pretty specialist, isn't it? One church decorated the walls with crutches and the wheelchairs rendered redundant. Andrew Womack raised his son from the clutches of death because the blessing's abundant.
Big things of one in the kingdom. These big hymns go off when we sing them.
Getting the spirit, receiving heavenly wisdom, and laying on the hands for healing all of your symptoms.
Big things be happening in the kingdom, in Asia, in America, Africa, and in England. Doing away with the Pharisees and religion, rocking the gospel, and the paradigm will be shifting.
The Church of England wanted the sacrament for the infants for registration purposes, taxing them so they sprinkled them. I kinda like it just as a family tradition, but the Bible says the meaning of baptism is to pickle them. That means immersion, you got a dunk and sink them. Not the kind of thing you will witness in many christenings. Involuntary rite of passage, they can't resist it. I guess when they invented it, they hadn't been listening. But Christ emphasized the importance of repentance. And a baby is too little to rethink, I reckon. Spiritual baptism barely got a mention, and spiritual gifts were like a different dimension. We're so lucky to be living in this time, with access to this gospel and the mixed wine from Proverbs 9, new wine from Pentecost. Same thing, we're drinking the Holy Spirit and getting sloshed. Blind drunk with no substances involved. The problems of depression and addiction have been solved. All your sins have already been absolved. So all you gotta do is receive, top up your glass bowl. There's a whole lot of glory to go around. Worldwide this incredible story be going down. Indoor rainfall, pouring and throwing down. Gold dust and gemstones appearing God knows how. Miracles performed in the name of Jesus, and mystical prophecies revealing their secrets. It's happening here in Leeds, man, I've seen it. Kingdom living is for real and I mean it.
Big things of one in the kingdom. These big hymns go off when we sing them.
Getting the spirit, receiving heavenly wisdom, and laying on the hands for healing all of your symptoms.
Big things be happening in the kingdom, in Asia, in America, Africa, and in England. Doing away with the Pharisees and religion, rocking the gospel, and the paradigm will be shifting.
Don't get offended, I'm slagging off all religion, including religious Christianity, but not the Christian. It's just the doctrine that I got a problem with, if they try to put condemnation on them. If you thought it's sacrilegious that the law is not honest, you'd be appalled by the epistles of St. Paul the Apostle. And the New Testament, he wrote 3/4 of it, and grace is one of the most important topics. His law keeping's not enough to please God with. The bar's too high and we're falling short of it. You're guilty of one, you're guilty of all of it. But if you're born again, you're under none of it, it's abolished. God knew that under the law, sin increases, and no man descended of Adam could ever keep it, except one who goes by the name Jesus. And he bore our sins for all those who believe it.
Big things of one in the kingdom. These big hymns go off when we sing them.
Getting the spirit, receiving heavenly wisdom, and laying on the hands for healing all of your symptoms.
Big things be happening in the kingdom, in Asia, in America, Africa, and in England. Doing away with the Pharisees and religion, rocking the gospel, and the paradigm will be shifting.
I've been lapping up all my scripture. The Bible in my library, you'll find it in non-fiction. Take the word to the streets like a bombing mission. Mark 16:15, Jesus' proposition. Cause it was pretty much the last thing he mentioned before he commenced his ascension to heaven. Most people wanna go there, I reckon. So I suggest remember these words and don't forget them. Galatians 2:16 in any version states the justification for any person is never achieved by keeping to the law, but through faith in Christ Jesus and nothing more. And Romans 3:24, God with undeserved kindness declares that you and me are righteous. Hebrews 10:14, one perfect sacrifice has perfected you for the rest of time. Cause Ephesians 1:6, he made us accepted in the beloved. So Romans 4, our sins are covered. But if you could please God through Moses' covenant, then it was a waste of Christ's blood that he suffered. Isaiah 64 says our righteous deeds are like filthy rags in God's sight, unclean. So we all wither and fade like a thief and get swept away by our iniquities. You who attempt to be justified by law, you've fallen from grace, that's Galatians 5:4. Chapter 3 says all those who rely on observing the law are under curse like a pylon. But there were never anything to redeem Christ from, but he became our curse at the cross he died on. Good news, mate, Romans 6:14 will put you straight. You were not under law, but under grace. It's good news coming to a church near you. It's a revolution of revelation. Revelation on the grace of God. Bless up.